Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5:30. First, a look at the headlines. Forza members working across the public sector have voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action in a dispute over pay. A Donegal driver was caught travelling at almost double the speed limit during a National Garda Road safety operation yesterday. Strabane councillor Paul Boggs is set to join the Stormont Assembly on Monday. And some Letterkenny school children were left waiting this morning as traffic chaos delayed buses by more than half an hour. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has the latest in sport at 6:15. Forza members working across the public sector have voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action in a dispute over pay. It's the latest union to back the action. Barry White has more.
What I'm about to announce, I believe, is the largest ever strike ballot by a trade union in Ireland.
More than 64,000 Forza members were balloted, with almost 97% voting in favour of industrial action, up to and including a full-scale strike. General Secretary Kevin Callanan announced the result at a press conference this afternoon.
Those voting in favour of the proposal for action up to and including full-scale strike action was 62,276, or a percentage of 96.6%.
A number of unions have now backed industrial action, accusing the government of failing to make a meaningful offer on public sector pay. Kevin Callanan says any action is unlikely to begin before the end of the month.
Certainly we're looking at ranges of actions right across the public service in respect of Forza members. I think we're probably talking in terms of the very end of the month before action would commence.
Forza is the country's largest public service union, representing around 100,000 workers across civil service, health and education.
A Donegal driver was caught travelling at almost double the speed limit during a National Garda Road safety operation yesterday. More than 1,000 drivers were detected speeding as part of National Slow Down Day, with Gardaí, along with GoSafe mobile and static safety cameras, monitoring motorists across the country. Among those caught was a vehicle travelling at 194 kilometres per hour in a 100 zone on the N56 in Letterkenny. Yesterday's operation had a particular focus on traffic around schools during opening and closing times. Meanwhile, last night, some hours after the initiative ended, a motorist was detected doing 170 kilometres per hour in the county. On today's Greg Hughes show, Grainne Gardaí Doherty stressed it was an important initiative.
There was a speed enforcement operation on yesterday for 24 hours. So in Garda Síochána, in partnership with the Road Safety Authority and other stakeholders, carried out this 24-hour nationwide speed enforcement operation on Monday the 31st to promote safer driving and reduce speed-related collisions nationwide. And it coincides with the first full week of schools reopening across the country, when there will be higher volumes of traffic on our roads. And with an increase in road use comes a higher risk of fatal or serious injury road traffic collisions. So Gardaí were out on the roads across Donegal yesterday. They did issue quite a few fixed charge penalty notices. I was talking to some of the roads policing unit this morning, and quite a few fixed charge penalty notices were issued for speeding offences. And last night, I noticed this morning, so I just wanted to mention this one. A driver was arrested by Milford Roads Policing Unit in the early hours of this morning. So it was outside of the speed enforcement operation, but that's, you know, it's not just on those days. I see sometimes when you post on Facebook about these speed slowdown operations,
people think nothing else happens.
Yeah,
any
well,
other
that's
time,
it. Yeah. Yeah, people sometimes comment and say, you know, well, what about the other days? Mm. And they are out the other days, and this just proves that. So it was outside of that operation, but this driver was detected in the Kilmacrenan area, and they were detected at 170 kilometres in a 100 kilometre speed zone. So they were arrested and they were charged to appear in court. So the faster a vehicle is travelling, the more severe the impact if you collide, and speeding can have devastating consequences for the driver, but for all other innocent road users. So we're just continuing to urge drivers to please slow down.
Strabane councillor Paul Boggs is set to join the Stormont Assembly on Monday. The Sinn Féin representative will replace West Tyrone MLA Melisha McHugh, who is retiring. Councillor Boggs is expected to be formally co-opted within the next 48 hours as the Electoral Commission process continues. He says it's an honour to take on the role, and that delivering the A5 will be among his top priorities.
as a former member of the A5M2 cross-border working group. That's certainly going to be a priority for myself. I also want to get out and listen to people, particularly the community and voluntary sector, who have faced funding cuts after funding cuts imposed on them by the British government. And I want to work with them and listen to them and try and find ways that we can best support them. But also to go out, I suppose, and listen to our young people. That's what politics is about. That's what I'm in politics for. It's about building a better future. And there has to be a better future for everybody. So it'll be like going out and listening to those young people in my constituency and seeing what it is that we need to work on in order to create a better life so that people can stay here in West Tyrone and you know, move back and raise a family and all the rest. So those are only a couple of issues, but I'm really looking forward to getting started on Monday.
Listening to young people, I suppose, will be very important in particular. We see a lot, and quite similarly here in Donegal, of young people going elsewhere to try and find a better life.
Absolutely, and I think whatever our future looks like, we need to make sure that people are able to live here and to thrive here. And I've talked about this before. We are losing the best that we have. We are losing some of the most talented people that we have, young people that we have, because they simply don't see a future here. We need to change that. And I suppose I have a role as a public representative, as an elected representative, to go out and speak to young people and find out exactly what it is. I mean, I am a young person myself, so I know.
Some Letterkenny school children were left waiting this morning as traffic chaos delayed buses by more than half an hour. McGettigan's Travel says several roadwork projects taking place at the same time caused major congestion in the town, with one school bus running 37 minutes behind schedule. Kyle McGettigan says the delays had a significant impact on children returning to school today.
This morning a lot of children's all back today, so there's extremely more traffic than usual. A lot of our bus drivers is suffering, not our company, a lot of companies are suffering with the traffic mayhem, trying to get the children to school in time.
And it's causing delays, you know, bus drivers are feeling knock-on effects?
It's causing serious delays altogether. Like with the town, there's two different sets of roadworks on at the one time. Like one of our drivers today took 37 minutes from, say, Honeypot there to the hospital around it, and he had children on board. You know, it's too long. It's very frustrating for a driver and the children on board as well, you know.
Has this resulted in some children being late for school today because of the unavoidable traffic?
Yeah, across our board, like we took 901 children to school in the morning around Letterkenny. So it caused a lot of delays this morning.
What do you think could happen to maybe alleviate this? Because this is an issue that simply cannot happen if kids are suffering like this.
Probably a better management of traffic during school hours and working hours. Like everybody's going to work and there are a lot of people taking children to school, and maybe a clear communication from whoever's in charge of what they can do to make it a bit better.
The uptake of electric vehicles in Donegal is continuing to grow, with new EV registrations up 61% so far this year. Figures from the Society of Irish Motor Industry show that overall new car registrations in the county are also up by 4% compared with the same period last year. It's just one percentage point below the national increase. SME Director General Brian Cook says EV registrations across Ireland are continuing to move in the right direction.
The key feature, both in August and for every other month of this year, has the performance of the electric vehicle market, with fully electric vehicles, over 2,000 registrations in August, but over 32,000 new electric cars registered so far this year, compared to just over 20,000 this time last year. So that's an increase of 55%. So certainly on the electric vehicle trajectory, we're going the right way.
Gardaí are investigating two separate assaults in Inishowen in the space of just a few days. One incident happened in Bridgend last night, while the other was reported in Buncrana in the early hours of Sunday morning. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with the dash cam or other footage from either incident to come forward. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Gardaí are seeking witnesses in connection with an alleged assault at a filling station in Bridgend at 9:10 last night. In particular, they're anxious to speak to anyone who may have travelled in the area of Bridgend or along the Derry Bridgend Road between 2:15 and 9:30 with a dash cam to make that footage available. Meanwhile, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information regarding an alleged assault at Main Street in Buncrana in the early hours of Sunday. At approximately 4:10 that morning, local Gardaí received a report of a man who'd been involved in a fight laying on the street. He was brought by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. In both instances, Gardaí in Buncrana are appealing to anyone with information or footage to contact them on 074 93 20540.
Letterkenny University Hospital saw more than 700 patients left without a bed last month, making it the third most overcrowded hospital in the country. Figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation show 730 patients were admitted without an available bed in August. Only University Hospital Limerick with 1,784 and Cork University Hospital with 830 recorded higher figures. The INMO says it was the worst August on record for overcrowding. Gardaí can now refer people caught with a small amount of drugs to the health service. However, the Department of Health has warned possession of drugs remains illegal. Ella Anderson reports.
In order to qualify for the scheme, it must be the person's first offence. They must admit to possession, and the Garda in question must believe a prosecution would not be in the public interest. HSE Clinical Lead for Addiction Services, Eamon Keenan, says they will attend an appointment with a SEER practitioner who can further refer them to other services.
So in very many cases, it would be all that the person needs. It needs a brief intervention, and they need to get advice. They need to learn more about the drug use, and then they can make an informed decision.
Junior Health Minister Jennifer Minane O'Connor says the end goal is to reduce the risks from drug use and get help for people sooner.
I think it's important that we do this. So this is about health-led and giving people a chance if they are caught with a very small amount.
Head of Addiction Services at St John of God's, Professor Colin O'Gara, says some people end up using drugs because of other negative circumstances.
They've used drugs because they are not receiving effective treatments for mental illness. They use drugs because they're lonely and traumatised. They use drugs because they're depressed. And they use drugs because they have poor prospects.
The scheme will be monitored by the Health Research Board for its first year, and an independent evaluation is also expected.
It's 5:42 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport after this short break. It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with cross-channel football. Premier League clubs are scrambling to finalise deals ahead of the summer transfer window 11 p.m. deadline. Newcastle United have signed Belgian winger Matthias Fernandes Pardoe. He makes the move from French side Lille with the clubs agreeing a fee of around €60 million. Aston Villa have added two more bodies to their squad. England international Taylor Harwood-Bellis joins from Southampton in a deal worth around €35 million. Meanwhile, Ibrahim Mbaye has also made the move to Villa Park. He joins from Paris Saint-Germain in a deal believed to be worth around €55 million. Hull City have completed a near £13 million deal for German striker Ilyas Ansah from Union Berlin. Chelsea's Mark Gouy has left the club in a permanent move, joining RB Leipzig. Meanwhile, Endo Fernandes appears to be one step closer to a move to Manchester City. It's understood that talks are progressing for the midfielder to move to the Etihad. He previously played under manager Enzo Maresca during his time at Stamford Bridge. Everton have agreed a season-long loan for Manchester City's Jack Grealish, while the Toffees have also agreed a €5 million deal with Lyon for former Arsenal player Ainsley Maitland-Niles. Barcelona have completed the signing of Gabriel Jesus on a permanent deal. The Brazilian moves to Spain for a fee of around €10 million. Republic of Ireland international Chidozie Ogbeni has also been linked with a move to Lincoln City. The winger has struggled for game time due to injury since signing for Ipswich, with the Tractor Boys now open to letting him leave on a short-term deal. Up in Scotland, Celtic are reportedly looking to secure additional signings by the end of the day. Deals for Wolves goalkeeper Sam Johnstone, Parma's Oliver Sorensen and PSV midfielder Joel van der Berg are all reportedly in the works. The Scottish champions have until 5 o'clock on Thursday to get deals over the line, but are aiming to have them completed before then in order to include them in the Europa League squad. Well, it's also been reported that Johnny Kenny could depart the Glasgow side today. Preston, Blackburn Rovers and Bolton Wanderers are all in the running to sign the Irish striker. On the pitch cross channel, Gavin Bazuna will also be hoping to make his debut for Bolton after he joined the Trotters last week. They're away to Sheffield United in the Championship tonight as they look to bounce back from a 1-0 defeat to Lincoln at the weekend. Wolves will aim to maintain their unbeaten start to the season. They go to fellow recently relegated West Ham. And among the other games in the second-tier championship, Preston will hope for their first points when they host Bristol City. Stoke, who have also lost their opening three fixtures, they welcome Norwich. Northern Ireland international Conor McMenamin has made a shock switch from Coleraine to Glentoran just 2 months after he signed for the Bansiders. As part of the deal, Joe Thompson will make the move to the showgrounds from Glentoran on a 2-year deal. Winner McMenamin signed for Coleraine on the 23rd of June in a high-profile move as he returned to the Irish Premiership after 3 years in the Scottish Premier League with St Mirren. On to Gaelic games, Pat Sullivan has been ratified as the new Cork Ladies football manager on a 3-year term. It'll be the second time that Ungarvan native has taken the reins off the Rebels, leading them to a Division 1 title in 2019. Former Cork dual star Owen Carrigan has been named as part of the coaching ticket there. In tennis, rain has delayed the action on the open courts on day 3 of the US Open. That includes Elena Rybakina's clash with the home favourite Taya Fordon on the grandstand. The night session at Flushing Meadow tonight is expected to see the top seed Alexander Zverev open his account against Lorenzo Sonnagai of Italy. And to cricket, Ireland have taken their highest ever score against England in the first of their 3-game one-day international series. The Irish women posted 281 for 5 in Leicester earlier this afternoon. Gabby Lewis passed the 2,000 run mark in her one-day international cricket career. Lewis top scored with 69 as she helped to put on a second wicket stand of 136 with Amy Hunter. The series forms part of a qualification process for the 2029 World Cup. England need 282 runs to win from their 50 overs. And that's the sport for today here in Highland Donaghmarie. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. In the UK, Keir Starmer has announced he's standing down as MP. The former British Prime Minister's departure will trigger a by-election in his North London constituency. He says he'll now focus on things like international affairs. Mayor Tulip Sidgwick's MP for the neighbouring area of Hampstead and Highgate, and he says he'll continue his interests in other areas too.
Speaking to Keir and to his wife Vic over the weekend, it's a decision they've made that they feel is right for them. Pass on the baton to someone else. He's going to stay involved in social causes.
Increased fines for littering have come into effect today. The Minister of State with responsibility for the circular economy, Alan Dillon, has signed the commencement order, meaning people caught failing to pick up litter or dog waste will receive an on-the-spot fine of €250, a significant increase from the previous 100. Despite this, concerns have been raised on reporting with no dogfighting fines issued in Donegal over the past 4 years. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Minister Dillon says that imperfect enforcement does not mean trying to help the issue.
Well, I think that's a fair challenge, and I think it's one that I hear right across the country. People will rightly say that fines only work if there's real possibility of getting caught, and they're not pretending that just by increasing the fines from €150 to €250 on its own will suddenly solve littering. But I also don't accept the argument that just because enforcement isn't perfect, we shouldn't strengthen penalties. That would be simply just accepting the status quo and doing nothing about it.
Looking now to the weather forecast, staying cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain. These will be heavy in places. all in light to moderate southwest winds. Staying cloudy overnight with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle at times. Some mist and hill fog will occur in places. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees in light south to southeast winds. And tomorrow will be cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle during the morning, mainly in eastern parts, staying dull and damp into the afternoon and evening with mist and hill fog and further patchy rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures tomorrow will be between 17 and 19 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main headlines. Forza members working across the public sector have voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action in a dispute over pay. It's the latest union to back action. A Donegal driver was caught travelling at almost double the speed limit during a National Garda road safety operation yesterday. More than 1,000 drivers were detected speeding as part of National Slow Down Day, with Gardaí alongside GoSafe mobile and static safety cameras monitoring motorists across Ireland. Among those caught was a vehicle travelling at 194 kilometres per hour in a 100 zone on the N56 at Letterkenny. Strabane councillor Paul Boggs is set to join the Stormont Assembly on Monday. The Sinn Féin representative will replace West Tyrone MLA Malisha McHugh, who's retiring from the Assembly. Councillor Boggs is expected to be formally co-opted within the next 48 hours as the Electoral Commission process continues. And finally, some Letterkenny schoolchildren were left waiting this morning as traffic chaos delayed buses by more than half an hour. McGettigan's Travel says several roadwork projects taking place at the same time caused major congestion in the town, with one school bus running 37 minutes behind schedule. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back again with more at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, September 1st. The death has taken place of Evelyn Baxter, née Freel, 37 Castlefin Park, Castle Derg, and formerly of Kirkcullion Castle Finn, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 25 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only, with family time pleas from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Liam McLaughlin Strain at Munya Linsford, Buncrana. Liam will be reposing at his home from 12 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on Buncrana Parish YouTube channel. House private from 9 p.m. tomorrow night and before the funeral on Thursday morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, in lieu of flowers to Beech Hill Manor Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Porter funeral directors. The death has occurred of Seamus Drain, 24, Meadowbank Park, Long Lane, Letterkenny, reposing at his daughter Suzanne's residence at Ran Creve Smith, Letterkenny, until after the rosary at 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of May Harkin, née Harkin, 23, O'Gara Villas, Mofill. May's remains are reposing at her home with family time pleas from 9 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Pius X Church, Mofill, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin funeral director. The death has occurred of Connor Woods, 86D, Lisnefin Park, Strabane, County Tyrone, formerly of Ballymonastere, Ballindrate, reposing at his brother Gerald's home in Drenan, Ballybuffet, until 9:30 this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlough, Clifford, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Hannah McGonigal, Dungard Mallon Head, formerly of Ballyheeny. The family home is private to family, neighbours and close friends at the request of the deceased. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30. For 11 o'clock, Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Lag, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.